Moncrief on News Talk.
According to the Oxford Economics Global Cities Index, Dublin is the 13th best city in the world. It rated the capital under a number of categories, with, unsurprisingly, access to affordable housing being the worst. Before you get on the phone to tell us how terrible Dublin is it worth considering that we are overly negative? Should we consider how others see our capital city? Henry McKean took to the streets of Dublin this morning, where he paid €12 for a coffee, nearly broke his neck on some crack pavement, was mugged three times on the way back here. Good afternoon, Henry.
Sean, yeah, I mean, all those things could have happened. They could have. The coffee, yes. The coffee was expensive. But we're not that bad.
We're not, because you were in... How much is coffee in Switzerland?
In Switzerland, I think it's about €8. Hamburger and chips was about €39.
Mother of God.
Beer was quite good value. That was like normal prices. But yeah, really, really expensive. So we make out that we're, you know, a city that's really, really expensive and a city that doesn't have accommodation. And that's true. This Oxford Economic Global City Index has said, yeah, we're not good when it comes to housing, but we're good on other things. And what they do is they bring together a diverse array of indicators to measure each city's strength, drawn from our suite of global city forecasts and complemented by other qualitative data sets. Is that even a word?
Word salad. So, yeah.
Basically, what they're saying is they look at 1,000 cities to try and help companies figure out where to go. That's the best way of putting it.
Yeah.
And New York is at the top.
Yeah, but New York would cost you a fortune.
It would. I think they do have a good quality of life. I think London also is up there as well. Paris is there too. But we're 13th, and this is really quite surprising, especially for young people. It's easy to slag off the capital city of Ireland. It's easy to have a go. I met these young Dublin men, and they're 21 and 25 years old.
Is Dublin actually a good place to live?
No.
Why not?
Because the standard wage for anybody falls under the cost of living in Dublin. Like, who can afford to pay rent? We're in our mid-20s, and it would take four of us to rent a two-bedroom apartment in Dublin.
Four of you?
It would take four people. Like, you're talking 2,500 euro for a two-bedroom apartment in the middle of Dublin city centre.
So where are you living now?
Still living with parents.
You're living with your parents. How do we compare to other cities? What city would you like to live in?
Belfast.
You prefer Belfast? You think that's hip and happening?
The rent is mediocre compared to Dublin.
So much, much lower, like half?
£650 for a three-bedroom house.
Wow.
And the standard of living up there is fantastic compared to here.
So would you move up?
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle down
there. You are going to move up?
Yeah.
So does it surprise you when it turns out we are the 13th best city in the world?
It depends who they're asking, because they're asking people that they want to make that survey sound good. Ask a millionaire if it's a good city, he's going to say, yeah. Ask somebody who works
like
a general
you.
Daily job, they're going to say no.
But we are 100th when it comes to quality of life because of housing. Are you proud of Dublin?
As it stands now, no.
Do you love Dublin?
Dublin as I knew it to be, not now.
So you're 25 and you're looking at leaving.
Let go of it. Somewhere that I said I'd never leave, and now I've let go of it.
And you're a true blue Dub.
Yeah, born and bred.
On Dublin, it's gone to the dogs, yeah.
What do you love about Dublin?
Nothing at the minute. I love old Dublin, the old culture, but that's all gone.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Are you going to stay put in Dublin? You're working?
Not a chance.
You're not going to stay?
No.
Where are you going to go?
Berlin.
And Berlin, believe it or not, is on this list as well. Dublin is 13th, but Berlin is... It's way, way down on the list at 29th.
Jesus.
Even though the rent is cheaper in Berlin.
I'm a DJ, so I want to go to Berlin and pursue that. But
it's a great city for that.
So they essentially want to over-occupy apartments and houses, but charge the same rent as if you were renting it 10 years ago on your own. So what a house 10 years ago would have cost to rent for, you know, a single-income family, now is costing a student to rent a bed. Like, there's a girl that I worked with, she rents a bed, half of a bed. She shares that bed with another complete stranger, and they charge her €800 a month to share a bed.
So you don't think Dublin's one of the best places to live?
No, I don't. If you're worth millions, it is.
If you're rich?
If you're rich, it's a haven. It's going to become a haven for millionaires. That's all Ireland is set to be now, is a haven for people to stack their pockets, buy expensive apartments, and sit around drinking martinis with their rich friends.
Well, maybe not martinis. There's a range of drinks you could afford. But, like, anywhere is good if you're a zillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Like, you know, it's not unique to Dublin. A colleague from Holland says, his texter said to me he thought Dublin was not nice and very dirty. Though somebody else says, I love Dublin. I lived abroad for 5 years. I'm so glad to be home. We take for granted what we have on our doorstep. You can swim in the sea, you can climb mountains, the ingredients for our food are fresh, people are friendly, and even though it's a capital city, it feels like a set of villages. I don't know why everyone complains all the time. Well, that's kind of, it's kind of a, no, there's reason to complain, I would have thought, but there's, it's also kind of an Irishy thing. I can't remember a time when people ever said, Dublin is great.
No, they never did.
I can never remember that.
When I moved to Ireland in 1990, and even then, people were moaning. Saying that, there was a kind of attitude that things were getting better. It was coming out of the 80s. People were still leaving, but not in the numbers before. And there was a positivity. Things were looking, they were looking up. But again, on this survey, they do talk about Dublin's quality of life ranking. And they say residents spend relatively more on housing than nearly anywhere else. And it's just outside the bottom 50 globally. It's one of the most expensive cities in Europe for housing. So we do have an issue. And they say, which is unsurprising, given Ireland's housing crisis. So they know that's why those young people are there. And you can hear the bitterness in their voices and the disappointment and how they, I suppose, they wanted a great life. And both of them are working. They both had good jobs and they still want out. And I can understand why your man wanted to go to Berlin. Why wouldn't you become a DJ? I mean, that is the dream. And even though I would never tell somebody to do something, he should go to Berlin and he'd love it.
Well, sure.
He would absolutely love it if he wants to be a DJ. It's such a music capital. And on that, let's try and stay positive. I met a Welshman. He lives outside Dublin. He lives in Ireland, obviously. And he's very positive about everything.
Dublin's one of the nicest cities in the world. It's the best city in the world, and it's nice to. It's not that expensive. It's expensive, but I'm only back from Newcastle. It was £6.20 for a pint of Coors Light over there.
That's a lot. So if you change that into euros, about €8.
You're getting robbed here. You know what I mean?
So England has got extremely expensive.
Expensive, really expensive. A pack of cigarettes, like, I don't know, I smoke vapor, but a pack of cigarettes is £18.
So that is about €20. And here they're
£18.50.
So you do think Dublin is a great place to live?
It's
a
great place. I do love it, yeah. But we could do a bit, like, look after our own people. You know, I think our own people not getting looked after. I was homeless for 10 years,
And you're okay now?
I'm okay now. I'm on ex-homeless 10 years, you know what I mean?
Congratulations.
You know, thank you very much, Anne. But, you know, but the housing, everyone coming into the country, but they're not housing their own. You know what I mean? I can say, you know, because I'm a victim from being homeless and, you know, out in the streets. Like, but.
And what do you not like about Dublin?
Well, I don't like the government.
There you go. He doesn't like the government. That's not really a Dublin thing,
well,
though, really.
Well, some of the government live in Dublin.
And just to point out to people, clearly that man wasn't Welsh. I'm so
pleased you brought that up.
Yes.
He was actually a man from Dublin, but we do get to speak to a Welsh man, and this guy, I think, is Welsh.
It's just vibrant.
You think Dublin's vibrant? Positive?
It is. It's positive. There's areas that you wouldn't go into, but that's the same as any city in the world. It's a shame that people can't afford to live here and have to move out to the suburbs.
So you are positive. I mean, you're doing okay. You're getting by.
Yeah, well, I live in Clane, County Kildare, and we can get the bus in, the 120, cheap enough, and home at night.
And would you like to live in the capital city if you could afford to?
If I could afford to, for the vibrancy, I would, yeah. And there's so much going on with the theatres and shows, the local music venues.
And you're proud of the city?
I would say so.
And did you move out to Clane?
I'm from Wales originally. I moved over 27 years ago. And then we couldn't afford to live in Dublin, so we moved out to Maynooth and then out to Clane when our children got older. So it's very positive. Wherever you go in the world, there's places that you avoid. So
you're the only person today that's actually being positive and happy about the capital. Is it the banter? Is it a good pint? Is it good food? And I know we say that Dublin is expensive, but compared to perhaps Basel, I was there last week in Switzerland, it's quite good value compared to other capital cities like London. It's quite good value.
Well, I'm not sure if I can say it. I was in Darkie Kelly's last year with my son, and there were some people who used to live around the area, older gentlemen, and they were talking to my son about the old times, and he was fascinated by it. just to hear the stories of how people got on. And I think the sense of community is still in Dublin.
There's still a community, still friendliness.
I'd say so. You just need to go nowhere to look.
There you go. Now, that's a Welsh. I mean, he didn't sound that Welsh,
no,
but he was Welsh.
He's been here a while, though.
But he was positive. Another texter says, I agree, Dublin is great if you have the money. If you're earning the average wage, it's nearly impossible to get by. Another texter says, our young people are voting with their feet and leaving. Surely that says enough about what we really think about Dublin. Great for tourists, but you can't actually survive here comfortably unless you were above 50 and bought a house back in the day. It ain't just Dublin that's unaffordable, says somebody else. Rents in Limerick up 95% since COVID. There's a 5-bed on Daft in Limerick going for 7k a month.
Wow.
Most people don't earn 7k a month. I live in Dublin city centre. I'm not a millionaire. It's a grand city. If only the locals would pick up their rubbish a bit more, it would be perfect. Yes, drinks are a little pricey, but only if you want to mule into 15 pints. If you socialise moderately, it's fine. Unfortunately, Dublin is filthy, expensive and needs to get policing sorted. Someone else says Belfast may not be the promised land. High-tech jobs announced the other day with annual salary of £32,000 and prices are very expensive. Someone else says 1 hour commute from Swords to O'Connell Street is the unacceptable face of public transport in Dublin, and it has bus lanes all the way and it takes an hour.
Yeah, it works from Swords. Yeah. And to think you could get to Newry in an hour and a half if you get a good run on the M1.
That's
so I can understand why lots of people are thinking of moving to the north. And on that, in this survey, in this study, they talk about the River Liffey, something I wasn't aware of. And they say in terms of risk, there's a risk of flooding along the River Liffey in the city during storms. And this remains the biggest concern. This is news to me. Did you know that the Liffey was going to flood?
There was a woman we interviewed a couple of months ago, her back garden backs on onto the Liffey. Uh-huh. Now, it's like, it's not like in the centre of town kind of
thing.
So
it's like the kind of Liffey inland.
Yeah, but she didn't know that, they did a survey of the house, but she didn't realise that that the wall and over the wall is the Liffey was in a very precarious position. And that when there is a flood, that damages that. And now, the last time we spoke to her, they had to move out of the house.
So it is it's an issue. That's something that they're bringing up in their survey. But on that, people keep talking about how Dublin is filthy. And I did meet a couple. I got to meet a couple from Dublin 4. Like that, you know, like so many people out there, they're not that positive about the city we live in.
It's filthy. Absolutely filthy.
You
there's dirt everywhere. Filthy. It's atrociously filthy. Right? There's
and
dirt everywhere.
All your life?
Born and bred, about third or fourth generation, yeah.
So you grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to say, is it cleaner compared to then?
My memory doesn't stretch that back far, right? But I have to say, over the last couple of years, it's really gone downhill.
You think it's deteriorated?
It's an embarrassment.
Even though the Dublin City Council will say that they have street cleaners out, especially when we're standing here every 15 minutes.
That's a joke. Because if you walk up through Pier Street and Westmoreland Street, say if it's Sunday morning, you'll see they don't clean them.
Is it us? Could we bin our rubbish? Are we to blame? The public?
Yes, definitely. Who else puts the rubbish on the street?
So you think it's a filthy city. Do you have anything positive to say? You've lived here all your life? Have you lived in other countries as well?
No.
There's not enough bins.
Not enough bins?
Yeah. I often walk along with rubbish in my hand, waiting to come to a bin, and there's none. So.
And you're from Dublin?
Yep.
All your life?
Yes.
Are you a proud Dub?
I am a proud Dub.
And whereabouts in Dublin do you live, roughly? You don't have to give them the address.
In the Dublin 4 area.
Dublin 4. And Dublin 4, it's leafy, it's lovely. Is it, you know, is there litter around there too?
Henry, we didn't always live in Dublin 4 now. You have to put that in.
Where did you used to live?
East Wall.
So you didn't go too far. But
working class area, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to where we're living now.
So it's very different. East Wall is very different to Dublin 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you worked hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're proud. You're proud of your roots.
I'm proud.
And you're proud of your
success. But going back to housing there, what you just brought up a few minutes ago, that's a big disappointment because all our children have left the country because of housing.
They've all left?
Yeah, they've all left.
Where did they go?
Can't afford. Australia, Canada, Spain.
And you miss them?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you think they'll come home?
I can't see it happening. Can't see it happening because things are not getting any better here.
There you go. More of a grim view of Dublin. One texter says, all of my friends love Dublin, yet once you try to buy a home, then you move out. Meath, Kildare, Wicklow. I know nobody who's been able to afford a three-bed sebi in Dublin in the last 10 years. Someone else says international companies and tech workers seem to love Dublin. Maybe the city is just for them now. Well, even there, kind of, you know, there's a bit of a squeeze there because those international and tech companies can't find places for their employees to live. We love living in Dublin. We lived abroad for 12 years in Cork, Tralee and Dundalk. That's not really abroad. In Dublin, everything is a bus ride away. We live in Santry. I'll hop on the bus later and meet my friends in our local, the Swan Bar in Ainger Street. Good plug for the Swan Bar there. Why can't we be proud of our capital city, says somebody else. I hate that we moan about everything. The cost of living is high, but wages are high too. We're a bustling city and there is a young and buzzing population. People are great crack. And you can have a nice and easy life. The only thing I do wish would be better is the weather. Okay, I have lived in 5 countries over the years and I keep coming back to Dublin. There must be something about it. I assume there is, but that's notwithstanding the myriad problems. Then again, when I was a young fella and I came to college in Dublin, and people in Ballinasloe kind of thought I'd gone up to some war ravaged hellhole, you know, and like,
so even then,
what's it like up there? Oh my god, and it seemed, because we didn't have motorways then, it seemed further away, so it seemed
of course,
more kind
to go to every village, and then you get stuck in moat, even though it's great to be stuck in moat,
get here. Good recovery there, but it was all like, but Dublin was always a bit dirty,
daggy,
and it could be rough enough in the city centre.
And it still can. And I know they've tried so hard with O'Connell Street, and we still have antisocial problems. And like that, this particular study also says that lots of educated young people live here. That's why companies want to come here. And there are positives. And to bring up that lady there, she finished by saying things are not getting any better. And then we bumped into this man who kind of joined in our conversation in the street.
They're not. No, in fairness, do you mind if I jump in?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, do you know what, in fairness, right, at the moment, I don't think it is. I think the government are getting it very strongly. You have a little lady up there, 14 years old, sitting outside Leinster House. She's actually been sitting there for 50 hours just for disabilities and all the whole lot. Now, this is only a 5-minute interview, so I'm going to try to make it quick and simple. She's sitting out there for the children in need, especially in these siblings and all the whole lot. And she was told that this, that and the whole lot. I'm not going to go too much into it, so we very case that you can all do this decipher yourselves. But are they doing the right thing for this country? This government, are they doing the... This is now a collaborative thing. Are they doing the right thing for this country?
I'm Dublin. I mean, are you a proud Dublin? Do you like the city? Do you like
No. What I'm saying to you is, my friend, you're the interviewer, I'm the interview. Are they doing the right things for this country? The government, are they doing the right thing for this country?
Well, they were voted in by you.
Not by me, no, my friend. I'm homeless. I don't vote for them.
And do you vote?
No, not for them.
Would you vote?
No, not for them.
And how do you want the capital to be improved? Your situation to be
Well, the Gardaí are doing a very good job, right, in fairness, right? The army are doing a very good job, and the whole lot, the government, that's a kindergarten cop up there. They are in preschool. That's all about it.
If they'd done it for the love of the country, they'd be only getting half paid, wouldn't they, really? They'd relinquish some of their salary.
Well, what would we do if it was for the love of the country? Would you die for your country? No. Well, I would, my friend. Well, that's the reason why I have my back and my... And that's the reason why I made myself homeless.
There you go.
Would you die for your country, John?
I don't know. Depends what the situation was.
It's a really difficult question. It really is a hard one. I mean, we could actually do that as a competition. Anyway,
Get somebody dies for Ireland.
Actually, sounds a bit like the Hunger Games.
It's not really a prize.
Can I distance myself from that comment?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Dublin City's not dirty. It's the people are filthy, says another texter. Somebody else says, move to Donegal. As begrudging Irish people, it goes without saying that we love nothing more than negatively bashing our great capital city of Dublin. Delighted, at least, that others from outside the country, of course, appreciate the many positives of our capital. Someone else says Dublin is not perfect, but it's pretty damn close. Where is this utopia where everything works brilliantly and is super across the board? It's called life, people. And finally, somebody else says Dub should be on the street about what has happened to the city. Poor areas keep getting poorer, and it's disgraceful that in this day and age, when the country is awash with money, that we have so many homeless families. Well, indeed, that chap there, that just kind of intervened there in Henry's last piece. I was on a night out in Dublin City last night. I believe Dublin, like all capital city, has its problems. In my opinion, there's a good atmosphere in Dublin City, and I do like my capital city. Someone else says, not that there's a lot of litter, it's just that buildings aren't maintained. It's sort of grimy, dirty, as opposed to littered. Cork is the same. Streets need to be power cleaned. Well, the local authorities, and I think you've
covered that. They do, they power wash them.
Yeah.
And we have heavy rain, that also helps clean the dirt off the streets.
Yeah,
indeed. When it rains.
I tell you one thing, though, now, you know, as people, like, there are probably other cities in Europe that would be cleaner and neater. Yes. And kind of a bit more boring.
Yeah, well, Basel was like that. It was perfect in every way. Yeah. The transport was great. It was totally clean, but it was so expensive. So you pay for that service.
Yeah.
You pay huge money for a coffee.
And if you were on the streets in Basel interviewing someone,
yeah,
what you wouldn't get is like half a dozen people just interrupting and saying, interview me as well. That's, you know.
People would not die for their country in Switzerland and be neutral.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.